Wait, we had a deal, Johnny. You had a timeout because you were misbehaving. Now that we've had our deal, it was like parents that took too many child psychology classes, like my sister. Shay, sit in the corner. Now mommy has a deal. Mommy and daddy will stop doing crystal meth if you'll behave. See, when daddy puts the straw up his nose and the little white powder goes up, that's bad. Mommy will divorce daddy. Now I want you to know everything. I know you're only four, but you can understand. Now, since you behaved during hand dance, the total dysfunctional written song, we will do this wonderful song based on death, written about nature. On one of our Rugburn Rock shirts tonight, which they so graciously modeled for you over there, the name of the song is Dix Alamode. Monitor, I'll signal you when I'm okay by going like this. John was in Ocean Beach, California, with his girlfriend Julie. But hair like Burt Reynolds. She said, yes! Dick said, boy, then you are hired. Dick said, he learned how to make that girlfriend scream like a hyena in the summer of love. Dick gave him a service stress. He said, boy, you are hired. That little old lady's got a car broken down near the Byantine Winery. You gotta help her, man. Go, Sheba, go. At about that time, Dick sent him on his way. He glued in his toupee, glued back on his dentures. Said, hey, I wonder if Julie's having trouble opening up a can of peaches right now. I'm gonna hike a block down the road with a lucky cigar at the one bedroom trailer beyond the bowling alley to see if she needs help. And he knocked on the door of that one bedroom trailer. It was sort of a reggae knock. It sounded like this. And then he switched it into a sort of samba knock. Like I'm waltzing. Then I said, I'm gonna do it at 8-something time like Dave Brubeck, Take 5. Yeah. through the door. She said, oh, hello, Dick. Come on inside. I was just having trouble opening up a can of peaches. He started up a blowtorch. And all the peach juice ran down his veins, and he poured it in the Tupperware that Julie used to sell in Ocean Beach, California. And he said, hey, baby, we're going on a picnic. Fleshy thimble out of Jonathan Livingston Siegel's mouth. And he said, pay up, Chachi. And he took her all the way down the street. And he said, we're gonna play a little game now, girly, that I used to play when I was in college. I would tie my friends up, stick a sock in their mouth in the back of the car, and drive by all the little tourists with the guy in the back seat going. Only this time, you really are my captain. And he gave her 68 hits of brown acid he had left over from Woodstock, and he said, I'm Ed Gein, Albert Fish, and Ted Bundy, and John Wayne Gacy rolled into one. And his eyes became evil as he drew pictures of clowns. And he said, oh, there's a mommy deer with a baby deer walking into the forest. And as she hallucinated severely, he poured in some Cocoa Puffs, saying, Cocoa Puffs, mixed it up with strychnine poison. And the mommy deer said to the baby deer, oh, I better eat it first, because it could be poisonous. But really, the mommy deer was a glutton and wanted all the Cocoa Puffs. And it stuck its mommy's snout into Julie's palm and licked it, not unlike the way this drunken gentleman's about to hear. Please show the court figure 7A, and may I remind you, you're under oath. Judge Eaton said to Marcia. The baby deer then came up and said, well, it must be safe. It's my mommy's eating it and stuck its little baby deer snout into Julie's palm and licked. Julie down by the tree, lifted a dead deer at his feet, gave out a big wet kiss and said, wow, nature's so bitchin'! John was driving back down the road. You remember John? Helping out the little old lady. He saw Dick's 57 Chevy parked on the side of the road. The Afghan sweater that Julie's grandmother knitted him in Ocean Beach. He said, I'm gonna bring along a blowtorch, an ice pick, and a chainsaw just in case. By one instance, they need help, thinking, wow, how cool my fiance's bonding with Dick. Not knowing what hornet's nest he was about to walk into. Ice pick, chainsaw, blowtorch. And he had a lot of no-dos in his brain. Saw the love of his life, Julie, on a dirty brown piece of river carpet, kissing, licking, sucking. Well, Dick's dentures and toupee got carried off by the squirrels and cockroaches. He started off a blowtorch. Welded their bodies together, stabbed them 57 times with an ice pick. Of a dual goody-goody lately. He took that bloody ice pick out of Dick's sick, dead hand and stabbed the deer, the mommy deer, in the eyes twice after it was resuscitated. Blood spurted out. It was automatic. It was systematic. It was hydromatic. Why, that blood spurted out like green lightning. And then he said, mommy deer,